80s heartthrob.
I'm John.
And we're Bon Jovi.
To globe-conquering superstar.
100 million fans can't be wrong.
Guest John Bon Jovi has been smashing out the hits and packing arenas and stadiums for just shy of four decades. And with the release of Bon Jovi's 15th studio album today, titled 2020, please welcome to the show, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer,
the one and only John Bon Jovi.
John Bon Jovi.
Welcome, John Bon Jovi, to Kennedy Malloy.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's great to be back.
Well, there is no Triple M without Bon Jovi, I have to say, you know that. Rock and roll royalty. I'm in Melbourne lockdown, man. It's just insane.
Is it a new lockdown in Melbourne?
Oh, yeah. It's the most severe lockdown in the world.
Wait a minute. You're shocking me right now. So this is the second wave. This is you guys starting a second wave.
Yeah.
I read everything. This is not being reported here.
You have had 200,000 deaths.
Yeah, we're at 200,000 and it's slowed for the time being. But we are not aware of this Australian lockdown. And that's very interesting because we're so concerned that the government are changing the words that the CDC are putting out. And they are hindering the speech of the scientists. That's what's on our news.
It's so severe. And I excuse that my partner in crime, Mick Malloy, is not here today. Because, well, it's 11 o'clock my time. He's a 54-year-old man still pining to live a rock and roll lifestyle. Is that anything like your lifestyle now, John?
No. I wish.
Well.
Maybe when I come to Australia it is, but other than that, I used to be me. That's what I tell my kids now.
In the good old days. First of all, one of the reasons we're talking to you, and I'm really thrilled that you've been able to do this, and I want to find out how you can put an album out now in the time of COVID. Congratulations. It's fantastic, and I've listened to all the tracks many times and love it.
Thank you very much. You know, we worked very hard on it. You know, and you're right. In the time of COVID, you start thinking about something trivial as a record.
And a great name, by the way, 2020.
Well, that's why, right?
Yeah.
It's such a topical record.
Sure.
I had to have it out in the calendar year. Mm. And I delayed it when we, in America, had our lockdown, which began in the middle of March. Mm-hmm. And it was meant to come out in May, and I was going to do the first 20 shows in America and just, you know, warm up.
Yeah.
And the tour was canceled outright. Mm-hmm. And the album was postponed. And when the COVID really took hold in the States, I decided to continue to write. And so now it's at a place where I feel like I've got to get it out.
I'm glad you have. We need albums like this out right now because we want to be uplifted. But what I notice is that there's some really poignant songs as well that feel slight change of mood for you guys, but I understand why, because you've got there's big messages to get out there.
There are. And these are the times in which we're living. I went out of my way to say, I'm just witness to history. Mm. Because, you know, some will say, oh, you're going to turn off half your fan base. Oh, you're going to cause such animosity.
Gosh, that's not how I reacted at all, if that makes you feel better.
Well, I hope so, you know, because then that means you took the time.
Yeah.
To listen to the lyric. I'm just witness to history. I'm not taking sides. Mm. Neither, you know, saying that either are better than the other.
Well, it's a huge time in the US. Not only are you dealing with an extraordinary number of deaths due to COVID, which is just tragic, but you also have this presidential election coming up. And the big thing that I see from mates that I have in the States and a lot of well-known people is just vote. And to me, because it's compulsory to vote in Australia, it feels so weird to us to hear people saying, hey, spend 5 minutes going to your local school or wherever and put a vote in.
40% of Americans did not vote in our last.
My God.
40%. You know, and then there are those of us who are involved for a year and a half out, paying attention to everything, reading everything so you can have an educated opinion of those who are going to try to run the country.
So it's a very volatile time. Well, we're happy that you've got the album out. We're sad because Australia was surely on your map to on your world tour that had to be cancelled. But what I just wanted to touch base on is I follow well, my kids will kill me for saying this. I follow TikTok and I've only just got on board because I used to be really cynical about it and be a bit of a daggy mum about it. So I'm looking at it and it must have an algorithm because suddenly lots of TikTok stories started coming up about wine. And that's what happens when you're on social media a lot and can tell what you like. And I saw this young guy with a bottle of rosé and I thought, my God, he looks like John Bon Jovi. And it's your son, Jesse, with your rosé. Can you tell me about the background to that? It, first of all, it looks amazing and I think we're getting it in Australia. But what's the story behind it?
We're sort of in Australia. I know there's, you know, some bottle on the beach that's made it.
Yeah.
But not in wide distribution.
Okay.
Our eldest son, Jess.
He should do acting, by the way.
Oh, my God.
I think. He's got the genes like you, you know, that he's just hilarious.
He came home with a concept.
Yeah.
And I drank rosé for many, many years, whether it was in the...
Well, snap.
The south of Canada, in the Caribbean.
Well, I have, just in your honor, I have a glass. And this is my, which it'll probably be my second favorite. I've got the Miraval.
Oh, yeah.
Which I know you'll relate to. It's going to be my second favorite rosé now because Hampton Water is going to be my first.
I can almost guarantee that you will.
Hampton Water. Excellent.
But Jesse, you know, would come over to our house. And one night I offered him a glass of pink juice. And I used to say that just so my kids didn't think I was drinking as often and as much as I.
That's a good tip. Thanks for that. I'll use it.
Yeah, Daddy's drinking his pink juice again. And yeah. So I offered him a glass. He said, no, we call that Hampton Water. And my head just about fell off my shoulders.
That it's such a good name.
You know, and where we are in the Hamptons, and it's such an aspirational place. Mm. I said, come back with a business plan, and you've got something. And so he and his college roommate went away and came back with that, sought out the right vintner, the right distributor, and it is the most celebrated rosé of the last 5 years.
That is amazing.
Incredible accolades. And it's selling like hotcakes. You know, it's really doing great.
Well, fantastic. I have found a distributor here in Australia, so I will be...
Love it.
As we say in Australia, hoeing into that at some stage. And it has got, yeah, great reviews, so that's wonderful news. All right, it's been fantastic catching up with you, John. We are going to play your single, Do What You Can, right now on Triple M across Australia. And we can't wait to see you back here. We'll reflect on 2020, and everybody, that's the name of the album. Go out and buy as soon as it's out.
It's always great speaking to you guys, and I miss everybody in Australia. And, you know, just in the meantime, be safe. Take good care of yourself so that, you know, we're all together again next year.
We will. Cheers. Thank you, John.
Bye, lovely.